Can you reset other energetic intolerances?
So it's not just foods. Like, so if you think about an apple or a pear,
an ex-husband.
This is the Entrepology Podcast, the podcast where we optimize the bodies, brains, and lifestyles of entrepreneurs, go-getters, and world-changing innovators.
Welcome to the Entrepology Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Walker. As a naturopathic doctor and anthropologist, I optimize the health and performance of badass women working to change the world as entrepreneurs and go-getters. You know, people exactly like you. Your business, body, balance, and inner badass. These are the themes we are exploring. So today is a story about the coming together of healing and badassery. My guest on today's podcast is Kayla St. Ange, and I've known Kayla for a number of years now, and I was really quite excited to finally have her on the podcast as she explained to us her energetic healing modality called bioenergetic intolerance, or BIE. Kayla studied holistic nutrition and came to become a BIE practitioner because of her own story managing ulcerative colitis. And it was really this moment, and she describes it so poignantly in the podcast, where she was lying in a hospital and had been delivered, we'll call it recovery hospital food, where she was so struck by the incongruencies between a desire for Western medicine to heal her and an inability for them to go full circle. And this is something I talk about so often, is that there is a continuum of health. It's not that one thing is all the answers. Kayla's understanding and exploration of energetic medicine is so deeply fascinating and has been so helpful to her that she decided that she wanted to be able to apply it to others as well. BIE literally has the capacity to clear people of their sensitivities and intolerances, and she goes into describing how this works. Now, both of us would like to caution everyone in understanding that in no way are we suggesting that this is a one-size-fits-all approach. In fact, that's a perfect jumping off point to this notion that healing is never a result of just one thing. Just like getting sick is never the result of just one influence. What's so really incredible about BIE is the fact that it combines and articulates so lovely with other healing modalities. It's simply an additional lens through which to understand and see the body. It is truly a pleasure for me to be able to introduce my friend and healer, Kayla St. Ange, as she unpacks and explores for us the benefits of BIE. Kayla St. Ange, welcome to the Entrepology Podcast.
Thank you for having me, Megan.
Well, this has been a long time in the making, but as we were saying before we jumped into the recording, sometimes these things all happen for a reason, and I'm really grateful. I've known you for a number of years now and witnessed a really incredible journey on your side, and I'm wondering if before we jump into this incredible healing modality that you are working with, if you can share with people a little bit about your story. Where did you come from? How did you get into and be so inspired to be healing others?
I would love to. Thank you for this opportunity. So my sort of healing journey, or the start of that, really all started back when I was 24 years old in 2011. And I had saw blood in my stool and immediately thought, oh my gosh, do I have colon cancer? But it ended up being the onset of what was diagnosed as ulcerative colitis, which most people will know is a autoimmune disease classified by the medical community, saying that our immune system is essentially attacking itself, and ulcerative colitis affects the large colon or large intestines, whereby you get inflammation and ulcers essentially on the inside of the lining of the gut. And really the only way to sort of quote unquote cure or heal this disease is through a series of medications. And I had spent about 1 month in the hospital when I was initially diagnosed. And in that month, a lot of things came to me. I learned that diet played a major role in healing. I had done a lot of work on myself, being open to suggestions from people in just different communities. And it was sort of then that it became my mission to really learn how to heal. And I was really kind of struck by the fact that one of my first meals that the hospital gave me was sort of raw raw celery and tomatoes and some luncheon meat. And I was just thinking, wow, like there's a real big disconnect between, you know, the medical community and how it treats disease and really how the alternative community treats disease. And so I just knew that there was more out there, and it was my mission to kind of learn how to get better. And that's sort of what sparked my interest in learning all about alternative health. From there, you know, I stuck to a really tight regime. I was following a very specific diet for a number of years, and it helped, but really my quality of life was not great. And I was on a drug called Remicade, which is for anyone who takes any kind of medication. This one's is a bit more, I guess, intense in the sense that you have to go to an actual clinic to get infused by a nurse. So it's not something you can take, you know, in pill form by yourself. So there's a lot greater commitment to it. And it wasn't until someone introduced me to a woman who was called a bioenergetic practitioner. And she said, you got to see this woman. She helped my daughter overcome her intolerances. She used to break out in hives every time she touched dairy. But now she can eat ice cream and pizza. And I thought, what, pardon? What is this? So it was through this practitioner that I actually was able to reverse all of my food intolerances, which really cleared up a lot of symptoms for me. Anybody who has an IBD or inflammatory bowel disease knows that food can sometimes be our greatest enemy. And so as a result of working with her, I was able to reverse my food intolerances. And that really sparked an interest for me to further pursue an actual career in nutrition. So I began studying holistic nutrition on the side. I was working full-time in the corporate world and began my studies then. And I thought to myself, I want to be a BIE practitioner. I want to help other people. I want to shed light on what this modality can do for people and help others along their healing journeys the same way that I was helped on mine.
Yeah, I love that you shared the story, because I think that there's a, when this world is really new to a lot of people, and when they first hear about these things, I think there's a tendency to be like, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. And I love the part of your journey where you're like, I was lying in the hospital and I had a pile of raw vegetables and deli meat. And like me personally, as Megan is sitting here being like, how do we also believe in that? You know, Western medicine does these incredible things and then they do that. So, you know, I love that your journey really is the coming together of, you know, I think there's sometimes the best of Western medicine and its diagnostic capacity and all the things that it can do. But you really are telling a story that I've actually heard a lot of times before, especially with bowel disorders. And that is that there's an incredible opportunity to heal. I would assume that your healing was not just on a physical level, but on an emotional level as well. Can you just comment to that a little bit? Because I feel like that's something that is really rarely acknowledged on the Western side.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that really, if you don't look at really holistic healing for what it actually is, really mind, body, spirit, you're never really going to truly heal and reach that full remission. It was interesting. When I was in the hospital, someone had referred a book to me. It was called John of God. I've always kind of grown up sort of spiritual. My parents talked about, you know, there being a greater being, the universe, etc. And this book really brought me back in touch with, you know, meditation, you know, calling on angels, calling on the universe, whatever that is for you. But it really reconnected me to, I need to tune into something greater than me and feel that connection. I felt like I was being guided, really when I was in the hospital back then. And I never really lost that feeling that, you know, I need to tune into connecting with myself, to connect with a greater being, to ask for help, but also set some parameters around how am I going to heal holistically. And just recently I was, you know, I had actually was in the hospital again back in February because I had decided to go off Remicade to finally heal. And it was through this second round of this flare that I really developed a healing practice that incorporated all of those elements. I journaled every day. I used aromatherapy every day. I prayed and did affirmations and meditations every day. And it was the combination of all of those things that I believe has led me to this true remission of being Remicade free today. Without that, it would not have been possible.
Yeah, I think that's so powerful because it's never just one thing that gets us to the point that we are unwell, and it's rarely just one thing that ever gets us out of it again.
Right, you nailed it.
Okay, so what is B BIE. Everyone's like, this is so cool. You have this new modality. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yep, definitely. So BIE stands for Bioenergetic Intolerance Elimination. And essentially what it is using the body and energy to help bring it back into balance. So you kind of have to think of everything in this universe has its own unique vibrational frequency. If you think about the lights that turn on your, you know, in your bathroom, or the Wi-Fi that connects your phone, you know, we are surrounded constantly by energy, but we just don't think of it that way and we don't see it. But us as beings, our energy and everything around us is energy. The way that we interact with these things affects our cells on a cellular level. We just don't see it. And so BIE is all about first determining what your body is not understanding or recognizing the frequency of, which is causing some of these root issues. And then the second part of BIE is actually rebalancing your body. So it's not just telling you, hey, your body's really impacted by the grasses outside and the foods that you're eating or the perfume that someone's wearing. I'm now going to actually reintroduce these frequencies back into your body so that your body recognizes what it is and no longer has a reaction to it. So it's kind of a unique two-step process that happens in one appointment. And it's, again, all dealing with energy.
Can you reset other energetic intolerances?
So it's not just foods. Like, so if you think about an apple or a pear.
An ex-husband.
So emotions, for example, I do deal with emotions with clients. So I do have these little unique vials, I call them, and they're really just filled up with liquid, but the vials are charged with energy. And they're able to capture energy of different emotions. So for example, if someone's like really stressed out, maybe they're going through a breakup or with school, or they've been diagnosed with something, any kind of trauma, emotion they're dealing with, I'm able to work with a client to figure out what emotions are their body not dealing with or recognizing the frequency of. And then during that process, the client also gets to pick out what emotions they want to feel instead of that emotion. And we put that on the plate. And then that plate runs the frequency of those emotions back into the body, and the body then becomes acclimatized to them again. And that person is now able to deal with those emotions better and also release them a lot easier. So through that process, we balance the emotions.
So cool. I don't actually have an ex-husband, nor am I planning on it anytime soon. But I'm always fascinated by that piece, because as soon as we start to talk about energetic frequencies of things, like emotions carry energetic frequencies as well. So I was actually just curious about that component. Now, I'm just curious as a clinician what you see, because I know that there are certain intolerances that are much more frequently occurring than others. Dairy, wheat, eggs, that kind of thing. Is there something about their frequency that makes them so much more problematic, or is this a biochemistry type thing? Like, I'm just curious your observation on that.
Totally. I think it's because, so anything that we are exposed to more of has a higher chance of us becoming intolerant to it, because the premise is that when we are in a state of stress, the body tries to protect us, and whatever we happen to be doing or being exposed to during that state of stress, the body says, oh, that was not a pleasant experience. I'm going to block that out. And so if you're, you know, always eating eggs, or you're always eating milk or drinking milk or having dairy products or whatever, gluten, etc., your body's at a higher chance of you becoming intolerant to it, just because you're exposed to it more, the likely chance of you being stressed out or being in a state where you're dehydrated or you're, you know, overexposed to EMFs is probably when you're consuming those products. Then the body tends to try to block those things out because it doesn't want to re-experience the same thing again. I do see a lot of people that come in with those types of intolerances. The other thing that clients will come in with is just actually what's in those products at a baseline perspective. So it might be actually the fats and oils in the dairy that is bothering that person versus just the dairy itself. So we get to an even deeper layer of what's in the food. So maybe it's not the beef that's the problem, but it is their amino acids that they're intolerant to. So it's very interesting, sort of the different pathways and channels that one's own BIE session can take depending on what intolerances their bodies have.
How long does it take?
In a session, we can go through really quite a wide variety of things, and the actual BIE balancing only takes a couple of minutes. And after that, once the body's sort of been acclimatized to these new frequencies, I advise clients to avoid those items for 48 hours, just as the body begins to balance. And then they should start to feel changes. Sometimes the body goes through sort of like a detox process. For example, if they have been exposed to stressors that might be pathogens and things like that, that we're trying to detox out of the body, they might start to feel detox symptoms. But really, after that exact BIE process, that balancing session, their body starts to get acclimatized. And right after that happens, when I do a muscle check after the session, immediately the cells are now acclimatized to that stressor and the muscle will now be very strong when I do a test. But depending on what the actual substance is or the stressor is, it might take someone one session to four sessions to actually balance that item out. It just depends on that person's body, how stressed they are, if they take care of themselves, if they're, you know, well hydrated, things like that do also play a factor in someone's ability to hold a session.
Yeah. And conversely to that, like, what do you observe about those people who really are much more resilient to those external energies? Like, are there things that you've noted in common with these people who seem to have a higher tolerance, we'll say?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Like, they definitely have a lot less stressors. So when I meet with a client, I take them through what I call my baseline kit. And the reason I take people through that kit is just because it tends to incorporate a lot of things that affect people from a baseline level. If you think about a house, you want to make sure your framework is up before you put the roof on top. And so I go through this baseline kit with clients to make sure like the framework is there for us to build that steady roof on top. And I do find clients that tend to, you know, take care of themselves. You know, they have different techniques of managing their stress. They tend to eat a healthy diet, etc. They can kind of go through that baseline kit a little bit quicker versus others that are in the other boat. And we have to spend a bit more time working through that baseline kit before we can get through to some of the other areas that they want to address.
And what about those people who are just like sensitive to everything, but they're generally doing the things right? Like, is there a mindset thing? Is there like, have you noticed a commonality? Like, I have some observations in my practice, but I don't do as much energetic work. So I'm really curious whether you've noted that.
Not necessarily, but I do believe that you need to start sort of make that commitment to yourself and your mind that your body is capable of healing. I think any practitioner will say that it's going to be very difficult to work with somebody who doesn't believe that their body can heal or is willing to do what they can to get there. Like, any modality, any supplement, any diet will only take you a certain way, or up to a certain point, I should say. Beyond that, you know, attitude and that mindset and that belief is definitely a piece of that puzzle. And it's just as equal to any other factor that you're putting in that circle of how you're healing yourself. But I would say that if somebody comes to me, like, and I was that person, I was literally intolerant to everything. Sometimes it is, for an example, an amino acid issue, because amino acids are really the foundation to everything. They are involved in building, you know, hormones and enzymes and things in the body. So if someone typically tends to have an amino acid issue, I tend to work on that first before I start to balance out other things, because it's kind of like a domino effect. Once you balance one thing out, the next session might look a little bit different because you have balanced them out for that one thing. So I try to do that first before I do foods, for example, because our foods are made up of amino acids, especially different proteins. So yeah, when someone does come with those things, the other thing I also look at too, sometimes it could be like gut dysbiosis or candida. And I do have a way of checking somebody for that as well through a simple muscle test. And I'll look to see, okay, like, maybe we need to work on doing a bit of a cleanse if they aren't already doing that, looking at different pathogens that they may be intolerant to. And that's why their body hasn't been responding well to those cleanses. And they said, well, I've done all these cleanses, but it's just not working. And then I go and I muscle test them on different pathogens. And I say, oh, well, your body's actually intolerant to candida. So that means that your cells are not actually recognizing that frequency. So if you're trying to remove this from your body, the body doesn't know that it's actually there to begin with. How good of a job is it that you're doing to actually get rid of it in the first place? So there's a few ways that I try to play detective to try to determine what the best route is for that client when that happens.
So interesting. And is there a way to be able to navigate energetic frequencies of medications people need to be on?
So I'm not a doctor, so I definitely don't do sort of prescribing and saying like you need to be on XYZ. Definitely for different protocols, I will make recommendations to say, you know, if you're, if, for example, if someone is coming to see me and they're intolerant to their B vitamins, I'll get them to get onto a good B complex because they're definitely burning through their B vitamins. Or for example, like we mentioned, a candida cleanse or candida protocol, if they're having severe gut issues, or they do have an overgrowth of candida, then I do have a cleanse that I'll put them on. I have, you know, muscle checked people for their supplements. So I'll say to somebody, hey, like if you are, you know, working with a naturopath, for example, and you're on a number of supplements, bring them in, let me check you out for them and let me balance you for them so that if there are any intolerances, we can get you we can get your body to recognize them again and there's no issues with them anymore. But when it comes to medication, I definitely try to work with what their goals are and what they're looking to achieve. But I wouldn't necessarily say, hey, don't take this. It's just more, let me help you bring your body back to balance and you decide what's best for you.
Yeah, no, I'm just curious because sometimes people are on medication and have to be on it, but they have a multitude of side effects as a result of it.
Yep.
And that's what I'm really curious about. Is there a way, is there an opportunity in working with you to start to mitigate some of those side effects without having to take people off those medications?
Yeah. Like we could essentially put that medication on the plate and run that frequency through the body. And then as if we would with any other, and like any other item that the body essentially does not recognize, if they have an intolerance to it, we would say, or a weakness to it, if they're testing weak with a muscle test, then we could run that frequency through the body with the machine. And hopefully that would help that individual overcome any side effects that they were having from that medication. In addition, like, I mean, certain medications produce certain side effects. So there might be, it might not be just, you know, hey, let's balance your body for this, but maybe there is other ways that we can supplement. If let's say certain medications might cause certain vitamins or minerals to run down, maybe we need to actually supplement up because of that as well.
Of all of the clients that you've worked with, what have been some of the most profound shifts you've seen as a result of applying energetic healing to all of the other healing that takes place for patients?
I think some of the greatest shifts is really, I had a client who was really ill. She really had a lot of challenges with food, also like fear of food, just because there were so many things that she was intolerant to. And with her, I was really happy to work through it because I saw a lot of myself in her. When I first started doing BIE, I was like, this is totally me. I was intolerant to everything. And, to see her go from eating a very small, restricted diet to now having a plethora of foods that she can choose from and feel comfortable back again out at restaurants, dining with friends and family, to cooking different meals again because these foods have now been able to be reintroduced into her diet. That was a really big success story. I've got clients who, one client who comes to me every single year for seasonal stressors because this client like really almost didn't even go outside in the summertime because of how they were affected by what was outside, like pollens, grasses, things like that. And now, you know, they're able to actually go outside, enjoy themselves. They don't have to take Reactine and different, you know, antihistamines anymore. They can just enjoy themselves outside in the summertime like everybody else does. And I love seeing those shifts when people's lives are changed, you know, when they actually can go out and live their lives and be amongst their friends and families without having to put their illness or disease first. They can actually, that's secondary now, and them living their lives is really the primary focus.
It's so amazing because allergies are just one of those things where there's lots of things that we can throw at people from a naturopathic perspective, but I still feel like what we're doing is we're just throwing natural, you're still taking pills. They're just perceived to be less problematic and they're not pharmaceuticals. And I just find allergies are one of those things where they actually have historically responded very well to energetic treatment. So I love that was your example.
Thank you. Yeah. No, it's quite fascinating. I feel like there's so much that we still don't know about energy and how we respond and how we react. But certainly what I've been able to do with BIE has just been, it's been so fascinating. I feel really, really blessed and grateful to be a part of this group of practitioners who are able to bring this type of modality to people and help their bodies come back to balance.
And had you always been open to the notion of energetic healing, or did it really require that you be brought to the brink of your own ailment and healing before you're like, okay, fine, I'll look at it? And then, you know, like were you open walking into it, or was it a product of where you were at?
Yeah, I think I was definitely a product of where I was at. It's interesting though, because my mom, she did like therapeutic touch. So she would kind of charge these cotton pads, these strips of cotton, when we were kids. And, you know, if we would play basketball or soccer and we'd scrape or fall, she would charge these pads of cottons and we'd put them on ourselves. And I was so young, I didn't really know at the time what that was, but I just knew it made me feel better. So I definitely grew up kind of with that notion that, you know, energy and things can heal, but still it wasn't really like the first thing on my mind to start seeking out, that's for sure. And I was totally skeptical of it at first. When my colleague explained to me what her daughter had, the results her daughter had experienced through this modality, I was just kind of like, this sounds like weird. This sounds like complete voodoo. But, you know, it was really at the place where I was at. I had been doing this specific diet for 2 years, and I just was going roller coaster after roller coaster of will I flare, not I flare, you know, always carrying around a prescription of prednisone just in case I flared. I was just tired of living in fear, tired of not knowing how my body was going to react. And I just really wanted to heal. So I said, you know what, like, what do I have to lose, you know, for the price I was going to pay versus, you know, having this sort of lifetime disease that was a quote unquote apparently incurable? Like, what do I have to lose? And so because of that, I was just like, you know what, I'm going to do it. And I think too, I actually have an anaphylactic allergy to shellfish. So I thought, okay, like, I understand the concept of allergy, because if I eat shrimp, I'm going to be in the hospital or I'm not going to be here at all anymore. So the fact that this woman, you know, was able to help this girl sort of reverse this intolerance, who can now eat ice cream and eat dairy, whereas before would break up into hives, I thought there's got to be something more here. And, you know, and I went for it, and I'm so glad I did, because clearly, you know, it helped me so much.
Have you tried shrimp yet?
No, I haven't. And you know what's so funny? I haven't really been diligent about actually clearing myself of it. I've done it a couple of times, but there's actually a protocol if you do want to clear an anaphylactic stressor. Now, you know, we as BIE practitioners, like, we aren't medical doctors, so we don't diagnose or treat, and we would never advise somebody to actually, you know, if we were to clear somebody of an anaphylactic stressor, we say stressor because we can't say allergies. We aren't allergists, but we would never say go ahead and expose yourself to that. There are people in the past who have been cleared of these anaphylaxis stressors or allergies and can be exposed to them with no reaction. So there are stories of that. And historically, BIE practitioners actually only used to work with people who had quote unquote allergies, but through the ages and the way Health Canada sort of progressed, we had to sort of retract that statement. And we call ourselves BIE practitioners now, and we don't try to focus solely on those with sort of quote unquote allergies, but we work with stressors and people who have different stressors that cause XYZ reactions, might be an allergic reaction, and help bring their body back to balance. So I don't know if I'll ever eat shrimp again, but here's the thing: when I travel now to like Mexico or Cuba or wherever, I definitely don't have my guard up as much. Like, I'm not as afraid of cross contamination, for example. It's helped allow me to travel and ease that stressor. But I will say, actually, my sister, she never was tested for celiac because she started going gluten-free before she did the test. But I have cleared her of gluten and a few other things that we would do in a celiac type protocol. And she actually did have sort of an experience where someone had made a mistake and she was exposed to gluten. And she's like, I'm so glad because I had no reaction. Whereas before, she would be vomiting or on the toilet for days on end and have very severe reactions. She's like, thank God, because I actually was fine. And she's like, it kind of occurred to me like a little bit after, I was like, wait a second, like, I was okay, and you had cleared me. So there are really amazing success stories like that. And I'm just glad that, yeah, I don't really have that fear inside me anymore when it comes to shellfish.
Yeah, it's such a cool transition. And in no way am I suggesting that people run out and challenge their their allergies that they actually do have an anaphylactic reaction to. I was really quite curious, but the fear thing is so potent and so powerful. And I love that this is just another lens through which to view and address the body, just like traditional Chinese medicine is, just like functional medicine is. And I think the power of these modalities really comes down to being able to apply and have access to a variety of them.
I would agree with you, Megan. I would say that, like, I've seen my greatest success with myself and even with my clients is not when they're just working with me. It's when they're actually, you know, working with a naturopath, working with an acupuncturist, working with their doctor even, so that they have sort of a community of practitioners that are working with them and for them to help achieve whatever health goals they're looking to achieve. I think that any one thing is never going to be your be all and all cure, just like no modality will per se. I think that it's, you know, holistic approaches are really where we can truly thrive and benefit from.
We've all heard that mindset has a huge influence on our ability to be effective and amplify in this world. But what if I told you your brain biochemistry, literally the neurotransmitters that are existing within your nervous system, can help amplify your mindset or your capacity to be effective? They can help accelerate your mission in the world. More and more with both my coaching clients and my patients, we end up having a conversation related to our own ability to control our nervous system through the optimization of neurotransmitters. Now, what the heck do I mean by this? The foods that you eat, the way that you think, your interaction with the world has the capacity to increase things like serotonin or dopamine, some of these really important neurotransmitters to helping you be effective and operate at your best. After listening to literally thousands of conversations with my clients and with my patients, I pulled together a very quick checklist so that you could have a better understanding of the things you're doing every single day to amplify your nervous system or downregulate it in a way that isn't necessarily serving your mission. If you want access to this information and want to learn a little bit more about how you can optimize your brain health for success, visit meganwalker.com/brainhealth to grab your handout now. Now, back to our episode. Brilliantly said, and maybe a perfect place to transition to the second portion of the interview. I call these our KPIs or key performance indicators. So just like we have them in our business, I believe we have them in our life as well. So I've got some quick rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
Who is inspiring you right now?
You know what? I would have to say that there isn't one particular person, but yet better yet, it's a collective of women that I have been surrounding myself with and have worked to surround myself with over the years. I'm really grateful to be friends with a lot of different wellness experts and entrepreneurs in the wellness space, both in Toronto and here in Waterloo, just recently now that I've moved here. And I can honestly say it's these women who continue to up-level themselves, who invest in their personal growth and in their business growth. It's those types of people that I have begun to surround myself with that have really inspired me to just keep pushing myself to be better and do better.
So lovely. What is your audacious goal for the next year?
Ooh, you know what? You know how you always talk about niching in your practice, Megan? Well, I feel like now that I've been able to step into this sort of Remicade-free remission, I really want to focus on helping more people who have IBD be able to reach that level of healing if they so choose. And so I feel like my audacious goal for this next year is to really level up myself, to provide a program or practice that people can come to attain that level of healing themselves.
That's beautiful. What is something totally badass about you that people would not otherwise know?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if people, well, you know what? I think it's the fact that I just get on Instagram and dance. And it was something that I used to just do on my own. And I just decided to say, you know what, I'm going to drop the curtain and just get up there and groove it out. I work out every morning and I feel so good. And I was so like freaked out about publishing this on social, but I've gotten such a good response from people just saying that they love seeing my energy and it's made them either get inspired to work out themselves or either just get out and dance and feel vibrant in the morning themselves. And I feel like me kind of bringing that badassery to the forefront has just, you know, inspired others to do the same thing in their lives. And maybe that's what it is.
What is the one thing you're most consistent with respect to your health?
I would say right now, it's definitely my continuation of my sort of quote unquote healing protocol. And so it's not just any one thing, but that protocol does involve sort of a ritual, like a morning meditation, taking my supplements, which sounds so cliche, but you know what? You know, when you have the right ones for you, it works. Sticking to journaling, sticking to making sure I'm fulfilling my days with things that really make sense and work for me. And that is being in my business and doing what I feel like my true purpose and passion is. And I think sticking to that every day has really been allowed me to be successful going forward with this healing protocol.
What do you do for fun or play?
Honestly, I love cooking. I love walking my dogs. And I love just grooving it out to some good house music, whether it's on my own, in my car, or with my friends.
Brilliant. And finally, Kayla, entrepreneurism. Are we born this way or do we learn to become entrepreneurs?
You know what? I think because in my case, I don't think I ever sought out to be an entrepreneur. I think that as a result of my journey and what I endured, it sparked an interest to want to help others. And maybe that's what it was. I think I've always been the person to want to be of service to others. And it was really the opportunity that this universe gave to me that I took advantage of to pursue it. So I think and I think it can really be something that you can aspire to if you want to, if you feel aligned to it and called to.
Kayla St. Ange, you are up to amazing things. Where can people go to learn more about the kinds of stuff that you are doing?
Definitely come hang out with me on my Instagram page at Balanced by Kayla, or you can check out my website, which is balancedbykayla.com, for more information on the BIE modality.
Amazing. And we'll hook everyone up in the show notes. Kayla, thanks so much for spending time with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Megan. Honestly, it's been such a blessing.
If you want to learn more about the work that Kayla is doing or delve a little more deeply into our show notes, you can head over to drmeganwalker.com/podcast/episode 126. And if you enjoyed today's episode, we would so appreciate a review. Head on over to iTunes, share a 5-star review and how you benefited from hanging out with us on the Entrepology Podcast.